Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Father's Day to everyone around. We're doing something a little different today. We will not be doing a TV show or movie soundtrack thing today, but we will be doing an NBA season in review radio show. And it's Father's Day, and we're talking ball, so I invited the best person for this show, my own father. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Pasha.
You can say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
I think our mics are a little loud. So we are both NBA fans. We're both Laker fans. We are not both Clipper fans, but I know you are a Clipper fan. Bob, tell me about you. When did you move to the U.S.? You were born in Iran. You lived in France for a little bit. When did you move to the U.S.?
I moved to California in March 1983.
So this is...
when Magic Johnson era was in L.A. and I start liking to watch their game, and then I start going to their game, and I fall in love with this game.
Did you ever go to the Forum?
Yes, a couple of times.
Oh, okay. But have you been to the Staples Center more, or Forum, would you say?
One time Forum, 3-4 times in the Staples Center, yeah.
And then do you remember, I'm trying to think, 1983, do you remember if it was Norm Nixon or Byron Scott?
I believe it was Byron Scott.
Byron Scott, because I think they traded for each other.
Yeah.
And you actually sold a mattress to Byron Scott. Is this true?
Yes.
So for people who don't know, my dad has a flooring store, but also a mattress store.
And used to.
Well, it was also a mattress. Now it's just flooring. And Byron Scott's wife bought a mattress from you. And then you met Byron Scott.
There. And he came over, and I met both of them, yes.
Did you deliver, or did they pick up the mattress?
We delivered. We had a delivery system.
And
we
his
delivered.
Back was perfect every 3 points.
Oh, look at his back now.
what a guy. Okay, so Bob, let's just get right back into it. This season, it seemed like it started, and basically everyone thought Warriors-Cavs. From the day Kevin Durant signed with Warriors, it was Warriors-Cavs.
Yes.
Did you ever think another team had a chance?
No.
Not San Antonio? Not
San Antonio,
Houston.
Not Boston, no.
Okay. So what did you think of the season as a whole, and then what did you think of, like, the playoffs?
I think it's a little bit too much for Golden State to have all these good players.
Yeah? Wait, okay. I'm going to talk for a little bit. You figure out your mic volume. Is it good?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, not mic volume. Headphone volume. Breaking the fourth wall. We're wearing headphones right now.
Yes, you have 5 good players, the best player in one team, and then look at the other teams. It's kind of a one-side show.
Do you think it's fair? Because a lot of people are saying, oh, the super teams of old, they built themselves, all that. But the Warriors, they drafted 3 of the 4 players, and then they signed Kevin Durant.
Of course, that's a good management. But the thing is, Kevin Durant is by himself, he can be the best player in any other team. Yeah. But in Golden State, you have 5 of the best.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, this is not competition.
Well,
it's
that's the thing. And now for teams to compete, they have to sign 4 or 5 superstars. And so, like, a Gordon Hayward, we'll get to free agents later, but a Gordon Hayward has to leave Utah to go join a super team, and then Utah has no superstars. So it's this thing of to counter Golden State, we have to have 5 teams that are amazing, and then all the other teams no superstars.
And guess what? Those other team, not too many people, they go watch the game.
You see,
have to look at that way too.
Yeah, as a business, I think the main problem was, and I'm not the first person to say this, but the main problem was they got the TV deal money. And the league, they wanted to say, okay, we got these billions of dollars. Let's slowly raise the cap so that teams can have a competitive balance. Okay. The players said, no, we earned that money, TV rights. That money is ours. We need to get it as soon as possible. And because that negotiation never happened, all the money came in at once. And therefore, you have teams like Golden State who signed 4 max-type players. And they can afford that because of a mess up. But
yep, it's true. Yeah.
So we were talking on the drive up that you think if right now anyone's to have a chance, it's the Cavaliers, because obviously they're the ones that are going to...
Cav are the second best team.
So your GM of the Cavs, they're about to fire their... Or their GM's not under contract, but he might leave. They hire you. They call you up. They say, Tony,
okay,
leave your store, your GM, come a package.
Okay, headache is started. Yeah, okay.
You have to be GM, or headache, you have to live in Cleveland?
I have to live in Cleveland and be a GM for the second best team.
So you go there. You don't have any picks.
First, I get a room in my hotel to make sure
you're not even going to get a house.
No, first I have to see if I like the city.
You're making GM money. But okay, so you go to this team, and basically LeBron has been GM for a while. He says, yes. Okay, trade every asset we have for players. Trade picks for Kyle Korver. Trade whatever for Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith. So right now you have a team where your only real assets, there are no picks. There's Tristan Thompson. There's Kevin Love. There's Kyrie Irving. And that's about it. Like, maybe Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith,
but
that's about it.
It goes a good reserve, yeah.
Do you trade... So, okay, I have a question. Do you trade Kyrie Irving?
No. 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 What I trade is Kevin Love.
Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing, because people said defensively he can't get...
He can't get it, switch. And he can play a few zone. No. He should go.
He should go? For a wing or another power forward?
I would go either Butler...
Jimmy Butler,
or Paul George.
Paul George. I think right now Chicago doesn't have any pressure to trade Jimmy Butler. He's unhappy.
How about Paul George?
Well, Paul George is next year, his contract's up, and he's leaving. He told Indiana, I'm leaving.
And I heard that he doesn't want to stay in Indiana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're the GM of Indiana, you're going to trade him for anything. Because you're going to end up with nothing. Whereas Jimmy Butler, if you're Chicago's GM, you're thinking, okay, maybe I'll keep him, so my asking price is higher.
Exactly.
I think if they're similar, Paul George is the more... So would you trade Kevin Love for Paul George?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
even though Kevin Love is a better player, but it doesn't work in that system. That system, it doesn't work with Kevin Love. Kevin Love is a good player, but not for Cleveland.
Yeah, and another point some people brought up is you can try to make yourself better against Golden State, but will it make you better against other teams? Because right now the teams in the East are all building to beat the Cavs. They're not concentrating on the Warriors.
No.
So if the Cavs are worrying about the Warriors and the teams are worrying about the Cavs, it's Kevin Durant's thing changed the entire landscape of the situation, but of the league, really. But so...
And they need some reserve too. I mean, it's not only the Paul George coming to Cleveland. They need the reserve, because the reserve is really, really bad. I watched the game and...
Yeah, as soon as LeBron sat down...
They can't, exactly. They cannot beat Golden State.
But that's also on Kyrie Irving as well, because as soon as LeBron James... Because it was something like, as soon as LeBron James sat down for 2 minutes, they lost by 12.
Exactly.
Why can't Kyrie Irving... keep them afloat during those times?
It's nothing to do with Kyrie Irving. It's something to do with the other player that comes
in. Yeah, who's he passing to?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's tough. So if you're a GM of a team...
I would keep Irving.
You're waiting. Are you... So not just the Cavs, of any team. Would you prefer to try to compete now because there is a way to build around this team? Or are you saying this team, there's no... Don't even worry about it.
Depends on the team. Like, for example... Sacramento King or even Boston. I wait 5 years to make sure my team build up. But for Cleveland, you already have a superstar. You better now or never.
Is Cleveland the only team that you would do now or never? Any other team? What about Spurs?
Let me see. I like Houston a lot.
So they're a now team, you think?
They're now team.
What about
Spurs? I think Houston, San Antonio, Clippers... No, don't laugh. You don't like
cursed.
Clippers.
You just have to accept they're cursed.
They're cursed, unfortunately, yeah. But these are the teams that now or never. But Boston, like, what is it, Minnesota? These are good teams. Or Philadelphia.
They're
going to be a good team in the future. Watch out.
Yeah. And so in your opinion, other than... Cleveland, Warriors, Spurs, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Every other team should be playing 10 years in the future. Five to 10 years in the future.
Some team like Minnesota, you're talking 5 to 7 years. But Clippers 2 to 3 years.
Oh, sorry, I forgot you had a Clippers.
Or New Orleans, even. They're so a good team.
New Orleans is interesting because they're doing the opposite of Warriors. And
exactly.
It's the idea of when somebody zigs, do zag. As soon as the Cavs wanted to play fast, you're playing the Warriors game. They'll destroy you.
Yeah.
So then there's the thought of, okay, what if you have two big centers and you just pound it in the paint? But then it's the idea of 3 points versus 2 points.
Exactly. And they need some three-pointer.
Yeah. You got to mix it in.
They have to find. I really like New Orleans team.
I do too. It's just the problem is outside of Jrue Holiday, DeMarcus Cousins, and Anthony Davis, they have
nothing.
No one.
Nobody. Yeah.
And Alvin Gentry, he's a good offensive coach, so I think he can figure out an offense for those two guys. But it's just a matter of what they can do to build around them.
Exactly.
But so as we alluded to earlier, you are both a Clippers and a Lakers fan, and you are also, if we're going to other sports, you're also a Kings and a Ducks fan. You're an Angels and a Dodgers fan.
Oh, Angels. Angels, yes.
Well, Angels, but you also support the other
teams. Of course. Like any team in California, I support.
But Southern California first, and then...
Then Northern California.
But, like, so someone like me, I'm pro-Lakers, I really dislike the Clippers. Or I'm pro-Angels,
thank you
and
very
I dislike
much.
The...
Are you my son?
but I would say, like, do you meet other people like that, that they're fans of both teams? I feel like most people, it's just one or the other.
Some people, I don't know why... But both of them, let's talk about Lakers and Clippers.
Yeah.
Both of them, they are in Southern California.
Okay.
Either one win the championship, we should be proud.
Here's my counter to this. The Clippers
have not
done anything in Los Angeles. They have not brought anything to Los Angeles. And then you have a coach and GM in Doc Rivers that comes in, and when it's Clippers games, they cover the championship banners of the Lakers.
Oh, because it's a Clippers game.
Okay.
But unfortunately,
in the Lakers.
I know.
They have their own stadium now. They're going to get one.
They should, yeah.
In Inglewood.
Inglewood.
But you shouldn't cover. You brought nothing to LA. The Lakers brought all these championships.
What do you mean they didn't bring anything to LA?
What have they brought?
Not even a conference
final they brought to the Lakers.
But at least they're sold out.
Yeah, they bring money, they bring revenue.
They bring a lot of money.
In terms of the honor that they bring to the city, this is a Laker town. And as soon as you cover a championship banner of the Lakers, I'm done with you.
We are too much in rush for Clippers. Wait, they're going to be a good team.
We've been saying that for the last five years.
Of course.
But here's the thing I wanted
to... It takes 5 to 10 years for a team to become a champion team.
Look at Golden State. Yeah, definitely.
How long it took them?
Yeah, they had to draft Curry.
Exactly.
Draft Green. But what I'm saying is, this is another point to the, do you wait 5 years or 10 years? Mm. Look at Dallas when they won. Dallas was one of those teams in 2011 when...
They were very lucky.
Well, that's the thing. Their ownership said, let's compete every year. Let's be in the conversation every single year. 1 year, it'll break through. 1 year, we'll face teams. Golden State got lucky, too, this year. People forget. Portland didn't have Yusuf Nurkic. I don't know if it would make a difference.
Oh, come on.
Utah didn't have George Hill. And San Antonio didn't have Leonard. San Antonio was up 20 points and then their best player gets hurt.
I know.
It would have been tougher. I'm not saying they would have
lost.
Can
I say something? Yeah. This team, nobody can beat them.
They're not
nobody
be beat,
can beat them.
But it would have been harder. They would have had to fight a little.
Of course. Instead of 4-0. They win by 4-1.
Or 4-2 against
the Spurs.
What does
that mean?
It means extra days, extra toll.
Extra money.
Extra money, but they would have been a little more tired. They would have had a little more mileage on them. They got lucky. Their circumstances were as ideal comes.
Kevin Durant made the difference.
Yeah, that's...
Now you're telling me any team, no team can beat Golden State. No team.
Okay. So, not many people know this about you, but when you played basketball, a lot of people called you the Iranian Magic Johnson.
Yep.
So, let's say...
They didn't know Magic that time.
Yeah, this was pre-television.
Yeah, those times, there were no TV.
But let's say you get the Magic role of GM as Lakers.
Okay.
Lakers have been suffering a while. Jim Buss has been doing just... awful trades, awful signings, all this stuff.
Yep.
So you're picking up a team that's been rebuilding for 5 years and seems like it's still 5 years away.
10 years away.
10 years, 20 years, a million years away. So you are now the GM of the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
What do I do? I sit first. The first thing I sit and cry first for the team that they have.
You look at the championships and you just cry.
Then I go back. You know what? We need two superstars in order for any team to be a championship team.
Do you think a two superstar team can win anymore? Because it used to be two superstars. It used to be Shaq and Kobe.
At least they be in playoff.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is important.
You need two for
be in playoff, not to be at the last team on the East or West. I mean, this is sick. What I do, if I was a GM, I would either get Paul George.
Do you trade for Paul George or do you wait a year and sign?
No, but mine as well wait because I don't trade any of these new young guys. Unless they wanted the Young or Mozgov or Brewer, but I'm not gonna give Clarkson or Russell for anybody.
So
here's
my fear with this. All news reports say Paul George wants to come to the Lakers. Today there was something Paul George told Indiana, I'm not going to stay.
Yeah.
And there have been multiple reports he's hell-bent. Even that word exactly, he's hell-bent to come to the Lakers. Let's say Cavaliers do a Kevin Love for Paul George.
Uh-huh.
And let's say the Cavs take the Warriors to 7. Win or lose, they take the Warriors to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Would you leave that the only team that could take down the Warriors, or would you go to the Lakers and try to start from scratch? If you're Paul George. So Paul George wants to come, but what if Boston gets him? What if Cavaliers get him, and then they play so well that he's like, wow, like I love this culture. I love winning.
And then he should go to Cavalier.
Okay, but as the Lakers GM, if you want to make sure you get him.
Either I have to beg him or pay him more than what Cavalier gives.
Well, we can offer the same amount as Cavs because we don't have his bird rights.
Then it's up to him. We have a better weather. We have a beautiful beaches. I convince him to come here.
Okay, so you roll the dice.
Yes.
You don't trade.
No trade. Unless they want those...
One trade I heard is the number 2 pick and Julius Randle for Paul George.
No. Julius Randle is good. Wait.
Here's my problem with Julius Randle.
I don't know. They're young. They're Look at the team like Boston. They were young. They are getting better and better. Wait for Lakers. Lakers, they only need two superstars. With these young kids, they're going to be a playoff
team.
That's
the thing. We have a team.
Not
that
the champion, playoff team.
That's all I want at this point.
Exactly.
Just give me that.
Don't think about championship unless...
Kevin Durant leaves.
No. Either they become 95 years old, they can't play, then we can beat them.
Then we can, maybe, if over time. But, yeah, I agree with you that we have a team of good role players.
Yes.
We have a team that I can see D'Angelo Russell on a championship team. I can see Jordan Clarkson, not as the main guys. I can see them coming off
the bench. As a reserve or... Yeah.
And there's the idea that the Knicks, when the Knicks traded for Carmelo Anthony, they traded everyone for Carmelo Anthony. And then when Carmelo Anthony came, there was no talent. So obviously Paul George wants that to happen. And there have been rumors that Paul George may have called and said, don't trade, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
I just, after 5 years of every free agent we talk to meets with us and doesn't sign with us, I'm scared.
Okay, that's why I come as a GM.
Chance. That's why you're coming.
I use my charm.
So, are there any other other than trading for superstars? Is there any other move? Do you see? We'll go over free agents in our next set, but is there any other things for the Lakers you would do? Like, for example, the coaching.
Oh.
Do you keep Luke Walton? I know you're not a huge fan of Luke Walton.
No, I'm not. But for this team, he's good. But
young coach.
Exactly. But I like the other coaches that they are available.
Mark Jackson,
exactly.
Jeff Van
Gundy. Either one of those is better.
Do you know who I like? San Antonio has the first female assistant coach, Becky Hammond.
Yeah,
she is a tough lady. I think we need someone tough.
Okay, she can be a good assistant coach.
That's the thing, but a lot of San Antonio coaches start as assistant coaches and then move to.
Exactly.
But she does only have 3 years of experience, but that's more than Luke Walton had.
Luke Walton.
Yeah, you don't even think you should be coaching them. So you're not a fan of assistant coaches becoming coaches? For the most part.
Depends on the person.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Because some coaches, they don't listen to assistant coaches, and they might be better than even the coach.
Yeah.
But you have to see who is available.
This is true. Okay, so we got your Clippers take. You're keeping Luke Walton. You're waiting to trade for Super. You're waiting to sign Paul George, mm-hmm. and then you would trade. Who, if you could, this one is kind of out there, so if we can come back to it later. Who would you think is a good pair with Paul George? So, for example, I like Jimmy Butler and Paul George combo.
I like LeBron James, if I can convince him to come
There's
over.
There's rumors, actually.
If he comes over...
You would want him to come.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. There's some Laker fans who don't want him to come.
No, they're wrong.
Yeah,
if you want to be in playoff and chance of champion within, let's say, 3 years, because... Okay. Nance, Clarkson, Russell, Ingram, Randall, they're too young. When they learn, they're going to be, oh my God, it's going to be a good team.
Who's your favorite of the young guys?
Personally, I like Clarkson.
Clarkson?
Yeah.
Me too. He's my favorite too.
Yeah.
Except, I don't know, I expected a big improvement from him this year and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Because of the coaching. He doesn't play that too many hours.
Yeah, that was
minutes.
They experimented.
That's the problem. I saw that he played 20 to 22 minutes a game.
Yeah. Well, because they were trying to see what would happen, because I think they knew they had a chance of getting a point guard in the draft, because there's so many point guards. Mm-hmm. And they started playing D'Angelo Russell off ball as shooting guard.
Yeah.
So that cut into Jordan Clarkson's minutes just because they want to experiment. I agree with you. But then you have some people saying if you're not going to win anyways, you might as well experiment. But I think you're right.
If you don't win, at least they learn.
Yeah.
They get the experience to play more minutes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So we did the best team in LA. Let's do the worst basketball team in LA. L.A. Clippers.
No.
Okay, L.A. Clippers, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, J.J. Redick.
Okay.
These guys are all free agents.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul, are you offering the max?
Mm-hmm.
This is 5 years.
$50 million?
No, more than that. 5 years, probably like...
200?
Maybe close to 100-something.
100-something, okay. 100-something is a lot of between 100 and 200.
Usually the years is what worries me more than the
Exactly,
the
for his age.
For his age. He'll be 36 by the end of
Actually, for point guard, 36 is not that bad.
It depends what kind of point guard you are. Like, Russell Westbrook, I don't think is going to be good at 36 years old because everything is physical.
Exactly.
Chris Paul is more of a tactical.
Exactly. He's a smart guy.
So you see his game aging to the point where at 36 you'd be willing to pay him $20 million.
Yeah, he is. I think he will be a good player even when he's 36.
And so if you're management of Clippers, you're offering him the max.
I offer him the max. Plus, of course, my...
We'll get to. So Blake Griffin, he's your favorite. You're the biggest Blake Griffin fan, I think, on the planet Earth.
Okay.
A lot of people are afraid of his foot injuries. He's had multiple injuries to his foot. He obviously is this amazing talent. But do you want to be in a situation like Minnesota? This is random. With Nikola, do you remember Nikola Pekovic?
Of course.
Yeah, he was good for a year. They offered him this huge contract. He has played maybe 20 games since.
And then,
semi-retired. Yeah. Does that worry you with Blake Griffin?
No.
So you're offering him the max?
Yes, I would do that.
So now you have max for Chris Paul, max for Blake Griffin, close to max for DeAndre Jordan.
Yes.
Odd man out,
Then
JJ
you
Redick.
Don't have any money.
J.J. Redick. So you would sacrifice... So for me, I would rather have Chris Paul and J.J. Redick than Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. Because of the way the NBA is now. If Blake Griffin
For
was three a better
pointer, three-pointer... Blake Griffin is a good three-pointer too?
He hits a little bit. And then his defense isn't that amazing.
Better than J.J. Redick. Come on.
J.J. Redick, as in positional defense, I like J.J. Redick more than Blake Griffin.
Okay, you keep it. I'll send it to... If I'm a GM of the Clippers, I sent JJ Redick to Lakers. Okay,
he's free agent.
That's
unless
okay.
You do a sign and trade.
Okay, then he can go.
Yeah, but the thing is, also you have to look at the style they play. If Chris Paul, when he was first in New Orleans with Tyson Chandler, they did pick and roll. He would throw the ball up to Tyson Chandler. I think they would be better in an offense where it's just Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan pick and roll, throw oops, and then three pointers all around. Blake Griffin needs that mid range shot. And Blake Griffin's amazing. I'm not saying that any team in the NBA wouldn't love to have him.
Of course.
But I think I like the offense of Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan as the main two, and then three-pointers around him.
What I like is, who is this guy in New York?
Anthony
Davis.
No, Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony, I'm sorry. Yeah,
would you do Blake Griffin for Carmelo? No, even though Carmelo's
no,
over?
No. J.J. Redick, Bass, Crawford, Felton, Rivers, all of them I give it to them just to get this guy. Carmelo
so
Anthony.
No reserves.
Yeah, yeah, we get some other reserves.
They'll sign the Laguna Hills High School team as their reserve. Okay, well, Bob, we've been talking for a while. I'm going to give you a little bit of a break.
Okay.
This is your debut in radio. I forgot to say this. So, like I said earlier, I'm going to intersperse my favorite movie scenes of fatherhood movie scenes. And Dad, I've forced you to watch so many movies with me.
Yeah, I know.
I think you know most of these.
I know all of them.
This one is from the movie Troy, which you know is my favorite. So
yes.
Basically what happens, and this is a spoiler alert, please stop listening if you haven't seen Troy. The king of Troy is being attacked by Greece. His son is the general of the army. Achilles, who is the best soldier for the Greeks, fights his son, kills his son, steals his body, ties him to the back of the chariot, and rides away. This scene is the father begging. The father is very religious. He is begging Achilles to give me my son and let me do a proper burial for him.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Let me put this.
Endured what no one on earth has endured before. I kiss the hands of the man who killed my son.
Priam? How did you get in here?
I know my own country better than the Greeks, I think.
You're a brave man. I could have your head on a spit in the blink of an eye.
Do you really think death frightens me now? I watched my eldest son die, watched you drag his body behind your chariot. Give him back to me. He deserves the honor of a proper burial, you know that. Give him to me.
He killed my cousin.
He thought it was you. How many cousins have you killed? How many sons and fathers and brothers and husbands? How many, brave Achilles? I knew your father. He died before his time. But he was lucky not to live long enough to see his son fall. You have taken everything from me. My eldest son, heir to my throne, defender of my kingdom. I cannot change what happened. It is the will of the gods. But give me this small mercy. I loved my boy from the moment he opened his eyes till the moment you closed them. Let me wash his body. Let me say the prayers. Let me place 2 coins on his eyes for the boatman.
If I let you walk out of here, if I let you take him, it doesn't change anything. You're still my enemy in the morning.
You're still my enemy tonight. But even enemies can show respect.
So that is one of my favorite scenes of all time. The best final line is, even enemies can show respect. I love that. Every time I hear that line, it gives me goosebumps. All right. All right, Daddy-O.
Yes.
Let's go rest of the league, because we've been pretty Lakers-Clippers heavy so far. This is a Los Angeles-based show, so it's warranted. But let's talk about some other people.
Okay.
So Clippers and Lakers are your favorite basketball teams.
Yes.
Did you have a favorite non-Clippers-Lakers team?
Golden State.
Golden State? Just because they're California?
I like the team. I like the...
They were fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and then what about non-California team?
New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Yes.
So I remember for my basketball games, you're a big fan of rebounds. Everyone knew you as the get the rebounds
yes.
guy. So you like teams that are built around big guys.
The older style, fun. Yes.
Yeah, the older style. Do you think that could ever beat the Warriors? Or you think nothing? No matter what you do, you can't beat the Warriors?
Depends on who do you have in your team.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I was about to go into the free agents. I'll save that for later, because okay. I have a few free agents I think would be good for New Orleans. But I for example, I like San Antonio a lot. San Antonio, because I like their style.
They're not flashy. The best coach.
The best coach. Yeah. And it's the people that they go for are people who aren't, like Kawhi Leonard, if he would just talk, literally just say words, mm-hmm. he would be one of the biggest superstars in the league. But that's not his style. He's a quiet guy. He's reserved. And I really like that in a team. I like a team that ball is life, mm-hmm. like no outside things. Do you have, so for you, it's New Orleans because of the, you like the post play.
I like the post play. They need 2 shooting guard or a small forward.
We'll get to there on free agents. Okay, so now for the rest of the league. We were talking about this on the drive up. This year, they're doing the award ceremony show. It's kind of like Oscars, but for basketball. So it's no longer...
I didn't get invited.
I know. I don't know what happened. You're the GM of the Clippers. You're the GM of the Persian Magic Johnson.
Maybe they forgot.
Maybe they
forgot. That's okay.
maybe it's still in the mail. But so we have the nominees for every category now.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun. I'll read you the awards, and then you can tell me who you think should win each one.
Okay.
Sound good?
Let's try.
Let's start with the granddaddy of them all, MVP.
MVP.
There's James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and Russell Westbrook.
Russell
Westbrook? Why Russell Westbrook over James Harden?
Because
they have similar numbers.
They have similar, but he's in a worse, I mean, not better team than Houston, and he works harder. You look at this guy, poor guy, whenever he's on the field, he tries his best. Yeah. Harden is a little bit more relaxed.
So here's an interesting thing. Who do you think, which 3 players do you think are better? Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, Trevor Ariza, Steven Adams, Enes Kanter, Victor Oladipo.
I think of course.
The OKC one?
OKC one, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying Russell Westbrook had a better team?
No. The other players are not that good.
Yeah, that's true. Once you go...
You see, look at the other
Andre Roberts.
You gave me the 3 mediocre okay. and the 1 superstar in OKC. What about the rest?
That's true. Wait, who's the superstar? Oh, Westbrook?
Westbrook.
Oh, I thought you meant of the 3 that I
no,
said.
No. Those 3
I know you like
mediocre.
Kanter a lot. They're
okay. No, Kanter is good, but
yeah, he's good.
He's okay.
Okay, so you're giving it... I think me personally, in order... I think Kawhi Leonard is up there.
Number one.
Just because Westbrook and Harden did amazing offense. They did historical offensive numbers. Mm-hmm. But Kawhi Leonard can shut down any player you put
him player,
on.
Any even player, even LeBron James.
From point guard to center, he can guard them.
True.
Which goes to my next one, defensive player of the year. There's Rudy Gobert, Kawhi Leonard, and Draymond Green.
You want me to give you my numbers? Kawhi, number one.
Kawhi. Kwame Brown isn't in this. Yeah,
I know, not that guy.
I know you
That used to be my favorite player.
That guy. All the hair I've lost in my life is because of Kwame Brown. But anyways,
yeah.
So of those three, you go Kawhi Leonard first.
First, I go with Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is my number one.
No, mine is number two.
And I know that sounds weird because I said Kawhi Leonard's my MVP because of defense, but Rudy Gobert, man, my God.
The good thing is he speaks French, too.
Yeah, he's a very classic man. No, but that's the reason why the French national team went so far into the... They beat Spain.
Yeah.
Because of Rudy Gobert. They didn't really add many other players. Rudy Gobert just shut Spain down.
Yeah.
He is amazing. Okay, most improved player. Mm-hmm. You ready? Giannis Antetokounmpo... Rudy Gobert, Nikola Jokic.
Gobert? Yeah.
I go, you have the right mindset of most people, okay? So I like Giannis Antetokounmpo for this, but many people will argue he's young. He's supposed to improve.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas Rudy Gobert is still young, but his improvement is, I don't know, I think he's a little older, therefore it wasn't like... That jump was a little more significant.
And also, it's a different position. He's a center. The other guy's, small forward.
Well, he's everything. Giannis Antetokounmpo is crazy. I like him a lot. So you go Gobert.
Yes.
Okay, rookie of the year.
Ah.
This is, we're gonna get in a fight right now. This fight. Move the mics, everything, everyone. Okay, there's Malcolm Brogdon of Milwaukee. I don't think you know him.
Okay. Of course I know him.
Joel Embiid. Uh-huh. Or Dario Saric?
Of course, Joel Embiid. Okay. Even though he didn't play that many games, but whatever he played, he shows that he's fantastic.
I agree with this. And Philadelphia won games that Joel Embiid played.
Exactly.
I agree with this.
And his
Philadelphia was still one of the worst.
For a 7-foot guy tall, he's amazing.
He's good, but where is that cutoff? How many games do you have to play? Like, you can say Bill Walton is amazing. He only had, like, 3 good seasons in his whole career. At what point is the cutoff of, okay, you've only played 31, less than half the games you've played, and yet you can still win this award?
Pasha, you get injured is not your fault, okay? This poor guy... He tried his best. They put him outside because they didn't want to take a chance.
So
he is next year. Watch. He's going to be.
Healthy.
He's going to be the best center.
But why not give credit to a Dario Saric or a Malcolm Brogdon, who every day they played, every day they contributed to their teams.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon is the only one of these three who was a playoff team with the Bucks. Yeah. And he played almost every. I probably should have researched that beforehand. Shoot, but he played like more than 70 games.
Okay.
So you think
he's like a Randall, Julius Randall, like an Ingram? So what?
That's true. Yeah,
that's where you have a point. They're young.
Embiid is amazing.
Amazing.
He's way better.
I didn't say those players they're bad. They're good, but they're not amazing like.
Joel Embiid.
He's my buddy.
Okay. I just think the 31 out of 82 games bothers me.
I hope we can switch him with Mozgov. That would be
I will. I have no response to that. I got nothing. Okay, sixth man of the year.
Sixth man of the year. Best reserve.
Eric Gordon of the Houston Rockets. Andre Iguodala, Golden State Warriors. Yep. Lou Williams, Lakers, Rockets.
This year, I go with Lou Williams.
I'm surprised you didn't say Jamal Crawford. Just throw him in there. Just get a Clipper in there.
That was last year. No.
Lou
Williams. He did very good in Lakers, and he did extremely good in Houston.
Yeah, he proved that on the Lakers, once he left, we had no offense. Like,
exactly.
Nobody could create like him. Do you think the fact that sixth man is the sixth guy.
Yeah.
And there's two guys on the same team. So one of them's the seventh guy. You know what I'm, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that change your thinking at all, or you're still, because of his, because he did well on a bad team and on a playoff team, that wins him sixth man?
He played better than Gordon.
You think so?
Oh, yes. He's a good player. He's more experienced than Gordon. Gordon, if you will watch the game when he played, he got a lot of the mistake on his game. He's a good three-pointer.
He did improve a lot this year.
Exactly.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I think this one, I don't really have a favorite. I think I would lean Andre Iguodala just because Golden State had no bench. To get Durant, they had to give up Andrew Bogut. They had to give up Harrison Barnes. They had to give up Maurice Spates, Festus Ezeli.
Yeah, he's my
favorite. They let go of all these people, and Iguodala still came out and helped them at least like transition to this.
But they have
team.
A good point guard, too.
Sean Livingston?
Yeah, he's very good.
Iguodala does more, though, for the team than Livingston.
Yeah, he's a better defender.
Yeah. Okay, last one.
Last one.
Coach of the year.
Okay.
Mike D'Antoni. Of the Houston Rockets.
Okay.
Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay.
Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat.
I go with the Miami Heat.
Me too.
This year, I go with Miami Heat. He did amazing. I mean, for that team to come all the way up, almost in playoffs, it was amazing.
They should have made the playoffs. I really wanted them to make the playoffs.
They need one more player.
But the thing of what he did with James Johnson, what he's doing with Hassan Whiteside.
He brought the player to...
He doesn't get credit for Hassan Whiteside. Did you know the Lakers invited Hassan Whiteside to a training camp and they got Robert Sacre instead?
That's the Lakers. That's why we are here.
Kings did the same thing. This guy had to go to China because no team would take a chance on him because he was too much of a hothead. And Eric Spoelstra doesn't get credit for helping lead him. Everyone says, he had Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James.
He's a good leader.
I won't say I didn't feel that because I did feel like, whoever has LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh is going to win at that time.
Yeah.
But now I really saw he improved a lot.
Exactly.
Popovich, I think, is the best coach. And Mike D'Antoni did do an amazing job. But I think I'll give it to Spoelstra as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a second break. We'll have this one be a little shorter than the first one.
Sure.
So this scene comes from the movie Rocky Balboa.
Oh.
It's Rocky VI. Rocky has been retired for a couple of years. His wife is dead. He owns a restaurant. And he's thinking about fighting again. And his son says, please don't. You're going to embarrass me my whole life. You can hear from... What he says. While I'm setting up the video, what's your favorite Rocky movie? Do you have one? Mine's the one where he fights Ivan Drago.
Me too.
I think we're just an anti-Russia. No, I'm just kidding. Anti-Soviet Union. Here is the clip.
You know, living with you, it hasn't been easy. People see me, but they think of you. Now with all this going on, this is going to be worse than ever.
It don't have to be.
No, sure it does.
Why? You got a lot going on, kid.
Well, my last name? That's the reason I got a decent job. That's the reason why people deal with me in the first place. Now I start to get a little ahead. I start to get a little something for myself. And this happens. Now I'm asking you as a favor not to go through with this, okay? This is only going to end up bad for you, and it's going to end up bad for me.
You think I'm hurting you?
Yeah, in a way you are.
It's the last thing I ever wanted to do.
I know that's not what you want to do, but that's just the way that it is. Don't you care what people think? Doesn't it bother you that people are making you out to be a joke and that I'm going to be included in that? Do you think that's right? Do you?
You ain't going to believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. Like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother.
If you guys were listening closely, I was talking through the first part. I did not turn my mic off, so apologies for that. All right, Dad.
Yes.
The highly anticipated. Everyone's on the edge of their seats. I've been getting phone calls, emails, IMs. People are going nuts. It's time to talk about free agents. So here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Let's assume because of the spike of salary, every person with a player option is opting out. So I put all the people who have player options and all the people who are unrestricted free agents.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that we're going to discuss, not the restricted free agents. And we're not going to have time for every single free agent. So I'm going to tell you who I have. I want you to tell me who you think they're likely to go to and who you would like them to go to.
Which team?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So let's start with Kevin Durant.
Is he a free agent?
A player option, but he said he's going to most likely opt in.
He should stay in Golden State, and I like him to go to either Clippers or Lakers.
You can't say, okay, just a heads up, you can't say Clippers, Lakers for every single player. I don't know.
Okay, Sacramento Kings.
Oh, there we go. That's for the Jabbies.
Jabbies, my lovely guy.
Okay, well, if you take over Vlade's job, you can go. I think he might be the one GM you could actually take over.
Oh, for. I can do better.
Okay, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
This one, I think, is...
He should have stayed, yeah. They're repeating the champion.
Okay. Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward. He should either stay or go to... I would like him to go to New Orleans.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. You know Miami's making a big push for him. Miami and Boston.
I know,
I want him to stay in Utah, but if he leaves, I think he'll go to Boston.
Boston, they don't need to have so many talent in there.
Well, Gordon Hayward's better than that. He would be the best player on their team.
After Isaiah Thomas.
I think he's better than Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, really?
I'd rather have Gordon Hayward than Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
But okay. I think together they could be really good. But screw the Celtics. I want him to stay in Utah. Blake Griffin.
Definitely stay or go to Lakers. No, not Lakers. Let's see. Who needs a power forward? Awesome power forward. Maybe New York?
Yeah. Blake Griffin, Carmelo Anthony combo would be pretty interesting.
Knicks.
I think he could actually fit in Boston pretty well.
Because
they have
a
problem. Isaiah Thomas is their only scorer. They just need someone who's pure offense in any way possible. And Al Horford is just not that guy.
No.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, stay for sure. I beg him to stay. Or... He can go to Sacramento King.
Okay. Why
not?
All the California teams. But why would he go there?
I tell you why. He's a superstar, and they have a lot of the center. I heard that they have
2,500, 2,600. It's Chris Paul and four centers.
Four centers. Let's try that.
Do you believe San Antonio is in play at all for him? I think he's just using it as a chip.
San Antonio, if Chris Paul go there, they're going to be an extremely good team.
Okay. Dad, because we got one more section and only 10 minutes of show left, and I have one more clip I want to show.
Sure.
Let's just go rapid fire.
Sure.
Just teams you think they will go to.
Okay.
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry to go to Miami.
Yeah. He said rumors that he wants to come west. I like him in San Antonio.
San Antonio would be, they need it.
And I'll just preface this. Every point guard I want to go to San Antonio, because yeah, they haven't had one in a while. Paul Millsap,
power forward. I like him to go to Houston.
Ooh, that would be nice. That would be nice. I think Cleveland should make a push at him, too.
Yeah.
I think he would be a better fit than Kevin Love.
No.
In terms of his defense.
Paul George is better than Paul Millsap.
Oh, yeah, if they can get him.
Yeah.
Nerlens Noel,
he should go to Laguna Hills High School.
I actually like Nerlens Noel. Yeah, I was pissed that the Dallas Mavericks traded for him for cheap. He is good. He is the center of the future. Fast, good defense, and doesn't need the ball on offense.
Then he should go to the team that Charlotte.
Ooh, that would be nice. Nicholas Batum, Kemba Walker, Nerlens Noel. That would be real nice.
Yep.
J.J. Redick,
the team that needs a three-pointer, either Sacramento or Oklahoma.
New Orleans. I like him in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
I like him a lot.
Yes, New Orleans would be very nice, too. Yeah.
So this one's interesting. Rudy Gay. He opted out. He had $13 million on his contract. He has...
he got injured.
Yeah,
no?
Bad. Yeah. And he still opted out. That's how bad he wanted to leave.
Yeah. And if he's... depends on if he's
OKC,
healthy.
If OKC he's healthy, could use a guy like him.
No. Why? They already have a...
Who's their small forward?
What is that guy?
Oladipo?
Uh-huh.
He's a shooting guard.
Oh, he's a shooting guard? Well, that would be good. Yeah. Rudy Gay go with
okay.
Him.
I'm going to do two more. You ready?
Yes.
Serge Ibaka
is a good defender. I got to send him to...
I think I like Serge Ibaka on a team like Indiana.
Either that or Miami.
Miami? Mm. Serge Ibaka and Hassan Whiteside? That would be pretty good.
That would be a good defender.
I like the idea of... Because Indiana has that rare center in Miles Turner that can shoot three-pointers.
I know where Ibaka should go.
Where?
Brooklyn. Nets.
He needs to be a third, fourth option on offense. Who other than
Brook Lopez? They have nobody. But they have to start making.
I think they need to get more of an offensive guy. Someone like Rudy Gay or someone.
They need a defense before offense. They don't have any defense.
They have zero offense.
They have minus zero the defense.
If I was them, I'd go okay. Offense more.
Who's the last person?
Your main guy, James Johnson.
James Johnson is one of my favorite players.
We missed out, just for the listeners, we missed out on a lot, but we had to move kind of quickly on this one.
James Johnson, he's a good three-pointer. Utah?
Mm-hmm. So that's actually interesting because Joe Ingles, mm-hmm, they're saying is probably going to be out.
Exactly.
So as a replacement for Joe Ingles.
Thank you.
Actually, let's do one last one. Danilo Gallinari.
Oh my God! I don't know. From the beginning, I didn't like him. But
is he a max player?
No, I'm not. I don't like him that much. But Gallinari can be in a team that I don't like.
I think so. If Gallinari called the Lakers and said, "I will come to you for the max,"
would you say
no.
We are gonna make the same mistake
that we did with Mozgov
and we make with this. He's, I don't know.
Not a fan. Okay. All right. Well, I have some Father's Day questions I want to ask you. So let's do one final scene.
Uh-oh.
And then let's get to some Father's Day.
Okay.
But while I'm setting up the movie, or the movie clip, I'll set up the movie clip and describe it. So basically, this movie is John Q, and we were just talking about this movie. Basically, a kid, his heart stops. He needs a heart transplant. His dad doesn't have insurance, so he takes the hospital hostage. And at this point in the film, he decides he's going to kill himself and give his heart to his son. And this is the last time he's going to see his son before he kills himself. And basically, he has to do 50 years of fatherhood in one short time. Thank you.
Can I have a word with him? Thank Mike. Listen to your mother. You understand? Do what she tells you to do. She's your best friend. You tell her you love her every day.
Okay, Dad.
Now, you're you're too young for girls right now, but there's gonna come a time. When it does, you treat them like princesses. Because that's what they are. When you say you're gonna do something, when you say you're gonna do something, you do it. Because your word is your bond, son. That's all you have. And money, hey, you make money if you get a chance, even if you gotta sell out every once in a while. You make as much money as you can. Don't be stupid like your father.
Okay.
Everything is so much easier with money, son. Don't smoke. Be kind to people. If somebody chooses you. You know, we talked about this. You stand up, you be a man. And you stay away from the bad things, son. Please. Don't get caught up in the bad things. There's so many great things out there for you.
All right. Sorry for that scene being pretty quiet, but it's in a hospital, so he has to whisper, and it's one of my favorites of all time. We're nearing the end of our show, and Dad, you have a very special skill set or very special knowledge that I don't have, and that's the knowledge of being a father. So on Father's Day, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening that either they have young kids or they're about to be a father. Do you have any, like, one piece of advice for new fathers, old fathers, just fathers in general?
Respect your kids.
Okay.
Listen to them, communicate, and love them no matter what. Okay. Especially for me that I have two beautiful kids, Atusa and Pasha, that I'm blessed, and that is my best present for my Father's Day, to have a kids like you.
If you only Atusa was in Southern California instead of Northern California, she had to ruin everything. But she got to see the Golden State Parade, so I guess that's cool. Okay, thanks, Bob. No I really problem. Enjoyed it. Hopefully thank we can you have again. You on again if you want.
My pleasure, anytime.
And thank you to the listeners. This is, what's the date today? The 18th. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And I'm Pasha Zulfikari. I'm here with
Mohammed Zulfikari.
And we are two Iranian Americans, and we believe that people like us deserve a place in the United States. Have a great day, everyone.